starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tulong sa milyong-milyong tao na bumabiyahe sa lungsod ang mga tram, tren at bus sa Melbourne. Ngunit para kay Chris Edwards, Direktor ng Government Relations and Advocacy sa Vision Australia at sa kanyang guide dog na si Eva, hindi ito laging kaaya-ayang karanasan.
There's been a number of times where when the announcements don't work or they don't exist, I have no idea which stop I'm at. And have to rely on others to let me know. This creates a lot of anxiety and makes traveling so much harder for people like myself.
2002 pa ang umiiral na batas na nagtatakda ng mga requirements sa accessible na pampublikong transportasyon kasabay ng pag-update sa Disability Discrimination Act. Ngunit para sa mga may kapansanan sa paningin, pandinig o gumagamit ng wheelchair, ang sistema ay nagdudulot na ng mga panganib tulad ng pagkaligaw, pagkasugat o pagkasira ng kanilang kagamitan. At makalipas ang matagal ng inaasam na pagsusuri, inihayag ng federal na pamahalaan ang mga plano para baguhin ang mga disability standards o pamantayan para mas maging accessible ang pampublikong transportasyon. Para sa 4.5 milyong Australiano na may kapansanan, ang mga reformang ito ay hindi agad natatamasa. Ayon sa Pangulo ng People with Disability Australia at retired Paralympian na si Marika Yonkers, ang pampublikong transportasyon ay dapat nagagamit at abot kamay para sa lahat ng may kapansanan.
Transport is critical for people with disability to seek work, to be part of their community, for education, and it is one of the biggest roadblocks that leads to isolation. If you physically can't use a train, a bus, a plane, you can't participate in society.
Kabilang sa mga pagbabagong inihayag ni Transport Minister Catherine King, ang pagbibigay ng impormasyon sa oras o timetable at pagkaantala gamit ang mga accessible na format. At tiyakin ang tamang mga senyas at anunsyo tungkol sa susunod na hihintuan ng sasakyan. Ang mga bagong pamantayan ay magpapabuti rin ng kaligtasan para sa mga gumagamit ng wheelchair sa pamamagitan ng dagdag na barikada sa mga gilid ng mga portable ramps sa pinto. Ikinatuwa naman ni Marika Yonkers ang dagdag na bilang at espasyo para sa mga taxi na accessible sa mga wheelchair.
There aren't enough maxi taxis, or there simply aren't any in areas of Australia. And people might not be aware that someone who uses a powered wheelchair doesn't have another option. It's well over 100 kilos, closer to 200, and you can't just pick it up and put it in your mate's car and get a lift. You need to have that hoist on the back.
Humihiling naman ang mga advocates ng isang co-designed regulatory framework upang tiyakin na maipapatupad ang mga bagong patakaran. Sinabi ni Chris Edwards na hindi lang pagpapabuti ng mga anunsyo sa loob ng sasakyan ang nais niyang makita.
These announcements are very important to make those significant changes to our transport system to enable equal access for all. Whilst we are very pleased to hear the improvement in announcements, I think we need improved announcements on the platform as well as on board the trains.
Nananawagan rin sila ng agarang pagbabago sa air travel na hindi sakop ng reformang ito.
I just came back from doing some work as president of PWDA in Sydney and planned a trip using the trains to get from my hotel to the airport, because there's a train station in Sydney Airport, and then use the air train in Brisbane from the airport into the city to a hotel. It was a good plan until my wheelchair arrived broken, and now I'm literally doing this interview from bed.
Sa isang pahayag, sinabi ng Transport Minister na ang pamahalaan ay nakikipag-ugnayan na para sa akses sa mga serbisyo sa eroplano sa hiwalay na proseso. Hindi pa malinaw kung kailan may papatupad ang mga pagbabago sa transport standards, pero nakasaad sa 2002 standards na kailangang maging fully accessible ang mga train at tram sa taong 2032. At yan ang binuong ulat ni Alexandra Jones at Penry Buckley para sa SBS News. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.